Our 2012 state legislative session is in order. We were hopeful that we would not have an e-verification issue this year. Unfortunately, that's not the case. There has been a bill filed in the House as well as the Senate that would require a mandatory e-verification process for all employers in the state of Florida. Florida Agriculture, the Florida Chamber of Commerce, small businesses, and as well, Florida Citrus Mutual is against any mandatory e-verification program. The bills have been filed. We have looked at the agendas, and there will be many times where these issues will come up in front of different committees on the House and the Senate. We stand ready with all of Florida agriculture to address those issues and voice our concerns. I'm very optimistic that this will not be advanced forward. We're also hopeful that Governor Rick Scott understands all the issues associated with this issue, just in case it would pass the legislative review.
Mike, the problem for growers with E-Verify.
We currently, the majority of Florida citrus harvesters come under the existing federal I-9 program. We also have many under the federal program, the H-2A guest worker program. That works for many, but at this time certainly is not available for all our growers, harvesters, to pick our fruit. A mandatory e-verification program actually will challenge the existing I-9 program. There's a check-off, a verification, and we're so concerned with the credibility of that federal program, we're also concerned that many of our current workers would not pass that review process. That would leave us in a very vulnerable position that we might not be able to harvest our crop. And the most concerning issue is on a state-mandated program, and this really needs to be addressed by the federal government, but a state-mandatory program could be effective almost immediately, July 1. Certainly not adequate for any small business, agriculture, to be able to address it if it was passed. So it is truly a must-fail piece of legislation as far as Florida Citrus Mutual is concerned.
You and some growers went last week to Washington to talk about anti-dumping.
Florida Citrus Mutual sent a team of experts, our president, Vic Story, John Barbin, as well as Dan Casper and Dr. Bob Baer. That group was coupled with our international trade legal team to present some arguments not to sunset the existing anti-dumping order. 5 years ago, Florida Citrus Mutual was successful in getting that order in place. The bottom line is after 5 years, that order comes back, and opponents of the existing order, primarily Brazilian exporters, wanted some relief and basically the termination of that order. Our message was loud and clear to the International Trade Commission. We recognize that growers are getting a much better return than they did 5 years ago, but we still need to have that order in place. Our cost of production as we battle HLB, as we battle increased fertilizer and increased production costs, still make our profits, the grower profits, very slim. We cannot afford to have cheap juice enter the state of Florida or the United States that's below our production cost. This is a huge issue for Florida Citrus Mutual. Quite honestly, we have led the charge in the past. It's one of our highest priorities, and we certainly want to continue that dumping order.
Dumping is some processors from Brazil shipping product into the United States at less than production costs. Is that correct?
At less than what the growers' productions cost. So what that could do is, as we're battling for our very survival in the state of Florida, Florida citrus growers putting more cost in replanting their groves and maintaining their groves in the face of HLB, product could come into the United States, could come into Florida at below our production cost, and I would argue within a year could put many of the Florida citrus growers out of business. I mean, we cannot afford to go a couple years and not have at least break-even returns. We have to have a profit if we're going to replant and provide a future for Florida citrus.
Anything else?
You know, we were pleased that Dr. Tom Spring at the University of Florida recently had a new publication We always wondered and we were quite concerned, what damages has HLB and the silage cost the Florida citrus growers? Our frustration, of course, was here was a disease that could challenge the industry for its very survival, not native to the state of Florida, and we're way behind on the research, and the cure is not known at this time. We have different ways that we can slow down the advancement of HLB, but certainly no cure. As Florida Citrus Mutual tries to tell that story on the state and federal level, as we try to get more interest to either provide additional research or help fund additional research, we often got the question, how much damage has been done year to date since HLB has entered our groves? And now with the good work from Dr. Tom Spring, we can absolutely document that. It has already caused $3.6 billion in economic activity to the state of Florida, and we're told 6,600 jobs were lost just because of this invasive pest and disease that was quite honestly inherited, received from other countries. So to say that Florida Citrus Mutual continues to look for funding mechanisms that cure this most dreaded disease is probably the understatement of the 2012 year.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.